Because, yes, you may have some restless nights. Keep you a notepad by your bed so that if you come up with great, amazing ideas in the night about a research topic, you'll be able to write those down. Okay? One of the things that I really like for students to do is to do a research project about something they like. You know, there's nothing worse than doing a research project about a topic that you can't stand. There's another bad thing about doing a research topic about something you don't like, too, and that is it doesn't really help you on your resume. You want something on your resume that shows that you've done research in an area that you're interested in and that you're going to go to work in. And so, to me, this paper is as much a part of your portfolio that you're developing as you get ready to leave here as any other project that you will do. And those of you who take programs and audience or case studies and advertising case studies or PR case studies, this class will really be very, very helpful to you in completing those tools and techniques class and the case study class. You'll be able to do a lot stronger analysis. What I want you to learn to do is to be a critical thinker, okay, and to evaluate everything that you see so that you don't just go, oh yeah, I'll accept that. And you'll see research out there that will say one thing, and 6 weeks later you'll see another research article that says just the opposite. And what you have to do, even if you're a reporter, you have to discern where the accurate information is. If somebody only has a sample size of 5 and someone else has 100 in a sample size, which set of findings do you think might be more valid to you in applying it to your situation? The one with 5 in a sample or the one with 100 in a sample? Which one?
100.
The 100. Okay? Because those 5, well, if they were randomly selected, you might be okay. But boy, randomly selecting 5 out of 5,000 people is kind of difficult to do. Having 100. Now, I mention 100 because most of you will have a sample size of 100. You may want to write that down. My sample size needs to be 100. Whether you're doing a survey or a content analysis, my sample size is going to be 100. Now, what if you pass out 100 surveys? Will somebody not do one of the surveys and you got to go get somebody else to do it? No. You're going to pass out 100. If 100 come back, great. If 75 come back, oh, boo-hoo, but that's what you're going to go with is the 75. Now, I've had students that have been in class and they said they only got 25 people surveyed. That's because they started on April the 11th and the findings were due on the 12th, okay? And they'll go, I only got 25. The teachers wouldn't let me in their classes the first week of April. And it's because, well, golly gee, there's only 3 weeks left in the semester. They're trying to get over their material. They don't have time for you. So what I'm really saying is when we do our methodologies, we need those done before spring break. Your methodologies will be done before spring break. You'll be consulting with me before spring break. Hopefully, you'll be collecting data before spring break. Some of you will be collecting data starting tomorrow. Or you could be if you knew your topic. Okay? Some of you might wind up wanting to do something in relationship to the Super Bowl. You're going to collect your data on Super Bowl day. Maybe you want to do a survey about people watching the Super Bowl. Well, guess what? We may not get to surveys and all of that stuff until, let's say, the third week in February. But by George, if you want to do a survey about the Super Bowl, You're going to be in my office every day, and we're going to learn how to do a survey before then so we have it done. Okay? Some of you may want to do a content analysis of the coverage of the State of the Union Address. And so you're going to collect your data on the night of the State of the Union and maybe 2 weeks afterwards. Some of you may want to do a study on movies that are being released from today until the end of February. You're going to start collecting your data today. Or you can't go back, so today you might start collecting. And you say, well, what am I collecting? Well, I have no clue what you're collecting because I don't know your topic yet. But you're going to collect something, and we need to be collecting our data, hopefully, in January and February. Those of you who are doing content analysis, those of you doing surveys, you may wait a little bit. You say, well, what in the heck is content analysis? You're throwing these terms out here to us. You may want to write this down. Content analysis allows you to measure occurrences and characteristics in media content. Oh my goodness, I just thought of a great research study today. A content analysis allows you to measure co-occurrences and characteristics in media content. Co-occurrences and characteristics of media content. What happened yesterday in the state of Arkansas?
General Assembly started.
If you have ever thought that you wanted to do work in the area of politics, you might want to examine the coverage of the General Assembly. You might want to get a Jonesboro Sun every day and a Democrat Gazette. And if you're from Fort Smith or Northwest Arkansas, you may want to get a, what's that, Northwest Times. Or maybe you're from El Dorado and you want to get one of those newspapers down there. You'd go to Dr. Gamble. You say, Dr. Gamble, I know you have a reading room up there. I'm trying to do research related to the General Assembly and the coverage of the General Assembly in newspaper articles. And is it possible for me to be able to use the newspapers that you collect up there after you've had them on the shelves for 2 or 3 weeks? And he'll go, yeah, I think I could do that. I'll help you do that. Or you could go to the newsstands and purchase newspapers. Maybe you would actually just look at the Jonesboro Sun and the Democrat Gazette and do a comparison of how they cover the General Assembly. I had a student who actually got a legislative analyst position at the Capitol right after she took this class. And why? Because she had done research in this area. So that's important. That's an idea for you guys. Here's the next idea. How many of you love Mike Huckabee? Okay. I can already see the title. A Man That Could Be President. A content analysis of the coverage of the Mike Huckabee campaign immediately following him stepping down from the governorship in Arkansas. Cool. Yeah. I think that's great. Wouldn't that be fun to do? Anybody interested in that? All right. Here we go. I'm interested in doing a content analysis of t-shirts. Okay? And what I want to do is I want to examine the types of things that are placed on t-shirts, because a t-shirt is a message, isn't it? It tells you something. Well, let's say that we want to do whatever's written on t-shirts. Let's say that we want to go into, let's say we're interested in tweens, and we want to go into limited two, and we want to do a content analysis of what t-shirts say in limited two in Walmart and in the Gap, okay? We want to do an analogy because we believe that what's written on the t-shirts is a message that's being sent to the teenage girls
that are wearing those t-shirts and the type of message that's being sent to the teenage boys that see those girls in them. Could you do a study like that? Sure you could. Wouldn't that be fun? I think it'd be really fun to do that. Okay, y'all are really interested in this. Okay? So, let's say that what I really want to do, though, is I have to drive back and forth to Memphis every day for some unknown reason, okay? And I'm interested in doing a content analysis of the messages on billboards between here and Memphis. Could I do that study? Sure, as long as you pull over and stop and write it down, not try to do it while you're driving. Okay? You don't want to, you know, to harm yourself. But you could do a study like that. Let's say that you're interested in pharmaceutical sales. And you want to go and you're going to get a job in pharmaceutical sales. Oh, by the way, not that that one company didn't just lay off 5,000 people that were working for them. What was that? Pfizer, I think. But you want to do a study because you're thinking you want to be a pharmaceutical sales rep somewhere. So you want to do some kind of analysis of the different pharmaceutical companies so that when you go out there to try for a job, you know about those companies and what they're doing. You can do a content analysis of their websites and to see what they tell prospective employees. You're trying to figure out if you can go to the Southwest to get a job in Arizona or New Mexico, and you want to know what kinds of job expectations they have out there. You could do a content analysis of employment descriptions. You're from Jamaica. Anyone? You want to, or let's say you want to go somewhere and that's where you want to work. You want to work in Europe, you want to work in China, you want to work in Japan. Then you want to do an analysis of what's going on over there. Maybe you want to be in the tourism industry. You want to do that? Well, let's figure out a plan how we can analyze. Let's say we love to go to Branson, so let's use Branson. Let's see how Branson is trying to market itself to families as opposed to purple-haired people. And so you begin to analyze what Branson is doing, but you can't really just analyze Branson because that's a case study, and we want to do a comparison between things. So maybe I'm going to do Branson, Nashville, Las Vegas, and Atlantic City, New Jersey. And I want to analyze the types of PR that they put out on their websites on a regular basis. I could do something like that. Maybe you want to do research like I'm doing, do something related to iPods. But you guys, iPods are obsolete in my mind. They're already gone because there's two phones. This is Tech Week in Las Vegas, you guys. Tech Week. Have you heard? All the new gizmos and gadgets that they're introducing.
Isn't there supposed to be
Apple's got its own little phone, see? Yeah. So that iPod, see you later, it's obsolete in my mind. Even though I'm doing research on it, I'll be presenting research at the Broadcast Education Association in Las Vegas at the end of April. And what we found out from last fall is people who have iPods actually did better than those who didn't have iPods. How about that? Wonder why that is. I don't know. Well, I've got an idea. So those are the types of things. You want to do an analysis of cell phones? Does anybody in here like music? You like to analyze music? You want to go to Nashville and work in the recording industry or something like that? You need to know what's going on over there? Let's analyze music. You want to analyze music content, lyrics? You like to listen to music a lot? You want to analyze some lyrics to identify what the lyrics are telling people? Then you can do that. Anybody have a favorite sitcom or a drama program on TV? What are
24.
Seinfeld? Grey's Anatomy? Let's analyze them. What's it saying? There are 5 billion zillion people watching Grey's Anatomy. So let's see what it's telling them because there's an agenda that they're setting by what they talk about, the issues that they address. You can do analysis of stuff like that. You want to go back and analyze I Love Lucy because you love I Love Lucy? Go back and analyze I Love Lucy. There's a rebirth of I Love Lucy. Who's making the money? Little Ricky. And little, what's her name? The daughter? Anyway, I can't think of it. Anyway, okay, so just tossing out some things in relationship to stuff that you might be able to do for your research projects. There's so much out there to do. You need to remember that you have to do something in relationship to the media, okay? And there's an easy way to relate every single topic to the media. I had a student once upon a time who did research about Optus Communications. And she actually conducted a survey because Optus at the time was not well known in the community, the business community. And does anybody know what Optus Communication does? They put in communication systems, phones, and stuff like that. And they were trying to understand a little bit about what they were doing. That's great. Anybody in here work in some kind of office where they need some research done? Let's look at that. Anybody want to research emails? Anybody want to sign up for the Mike Huckabee, the John McCain, and the Mitch Romney emails and do an analysis of what they're sending out? Or how about signing up to get emails from, what's that Clinton lady's name? Hillary, Osama Bin Bamba. Who may be your next president? Possible. I signed up for emails from all the Democrats and Republicans in the state of Arkansas for the last general election. The one that I get most often, even now though, is from a person by the name of Wes Clark. I average at least one email a week. Now, I'm doing my own study there. They send me emails. What an easy way to collect your data, you guys. Or analyze senators and people who are running for office, analyze their websites, see what kind of information they put out. All sorts. There's a wealth of things that you can be doing. Let me go through here and see. I got to take roll because that's what they told us we had to do. Pamela Burnett. And Adam Chrysler. Emily Evans. Sarah Gay. Andrew Gaswin. Is it?
Gaswin.
Okay, Andrew. Kelly Goodman. Dale Moss. Corey Spencer. Lance Weaver. I want to come back to all of y'all and find out what y'all do, but I want to make sure I get through this. We stay until the end of time in this class, and then some sometimes. So there will be, though, you guys, after like midterm, there'll be times where we won't come to class for a whole week because you'll be meeting with me individually in appointments and things like that. Bill? William? Bill. Okay. Chantel Dickinson. Sarah Grace. Sarah Guitar.
Guitar.
Is it is? Okay. Megan Lawson. Emily Mance. Emily Mance. Casey Newman. Casey Rollins. And Shelley Tyner. Okay, now I need to know just a little bit more about you. I know I've got that stuff, but I want everybody to know about you too. Pamela, you're from where again?
Sherwood, Arkansas.
Sherwood. And tell me what your emphasis area is.
Broadcast journalism.
That's journalism. We're going to go over this because this will allow all of you that don't know one another to know one another. There are two MySpace entries. For Dr. Mary Jackson Pitts and the survivors of Comm Research. I don't know. I've never seen them. Yeah, I think I do too. I think I got an A for the most part, but Ms. Thrasher was telling me that the ones that grouse a lot are the ones who critique with poor grammar and misspellings, which is a surefire indication of where they were coming from. Okay, so Adam Chrysler, where are you? Where's home?
John Thorpe.
Okay, and your emphasis?
Broadcast journalism.
All right. Emily Evans, PR?
Broadcast journalism.
Oh, okay. Where from?
Oh, Gosnell.
Gosnell. Okay. Sergey, where are you from?
Penn.
You've moved.
Yeah, we moved to Cave Springs.
Cave Springs? And you're broadcast journalism. Andrew, where are you from?
Huntington, Indiana.
Huntington, Indiana.
And I'm audio video production.
Okay. Kelly Goodman?
From Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Why are you here?
Soccer.
Okay. My girls don't play soccer, although we've discussed it. Dale Moss?
Sales promotion.
Sales promotion?
Yeah, and, from Cloverdale, California.
From where?
Cloverdale, California.
Cloverdale. Corey Spencer?
I'm from Wynn, and it's broadcast journalism.
Lance Weaver, where are you from?
Marion.
And
I'm the real radio television maker. Video audio.
Okay. All right. Bill, from here?
You may as well, sure. Yeah.
But where did you really come from?
Donovan, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is.
Chantel Dickinson?
From Paragool.
Paragool? Relations. Sarah Graves.
Pickett.
Public Relations. All right. Sarah Guitar.
Paragool Public Relations.
Megan Lawson.
Arkadelphia Broadcast Journalism.
Emily Mance. We said she wasn't here. All right, Casey Newman.
Willow Springs, Missouri.
Willow Springs. Where is Willow Springs, Missouri?
South Central Missouri.
South Central. Casey Rollins.
Monette.
Okay, and Shelley Tyner.
Newport, just
yeah.
Public Relations.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, between now and Thursday, study your academic integrity policy and be familiar with that. It's on the website. And begin to collect the material under the links of your tentative outline. Okay, and if for any reason you think that you are going to drop this course, there are people that are wanting in this course. They want to be in this class. So if you're going, I don't know, come talk to me. It does not offend me if you drop the class. There's all sorts of circumstances why you might drop it. But if you're thinking about it, make a decision quickly because the enrollment period is short and other people, several people, want to be in the class. So let me know immediately if that's something you're thinking about. This is a class where you have to commit yourself to it fully. You need to be here. You need to be here on time because I start quizzes at 8 o'clock and I don't go back over them. If you walk in late, you can't say, well, what was number one? I'll say, once everybody finishes and hands in their paper, I'll tell you what the number one question was, but you just missed number one because you weren't here on time. Don't let the train be a factor. There are bridges over the train. Start early, okay? Because your work day, this is work. It's not school, it's work. It's starting and getting you prepared to go into the workforce and do good work. And I know that all of you will do good work. Okay? So we'll see you guys Thursday. You're out 30 seconds early.
We're gonna ask you if we have something written out by you saying that we need that book, or you know, you'd really recommend it. We can get our sports to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
So you think you might be able to write out a little something?
What you need to do is email me your request, both of you separately, and I'll write it to whoever you need me to write it to. You need to indicate in your email who I need to write that to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can do it.
We'll see what, once
all right,
he gets
thank
the email,
you.
Then he'll call the place and tell them, you know what I mean, do whatever they need.
I have a question for you.